keep it. So then we approached the neighbor on the other side, which was the a man called David Flum. And he had 128 acres with a little cottage and the garage and the strip of land that went all the way up to the ridge. And so he told us, and Sangapala was quite impoverished at that time. So the annual budget for Sangapala's entire activities was about $25,000 for everything, if I remember correctly. So it didn't have very much in the way of funds. But David Flum said, you can buy it or you can forget it. He wasn't interested in renting it. So that was a, what do we do about this? So, but it looked absolutely ideal. It's, you know, where the main buildings are, where many of you are gathered right now, that was the property where David Flum was established. So it had water, it had some buildings, it had the access to the land, it had the main creek. So it was really perfect. It was what was sort of completed the sort of two halves of the bowl, but Sangapala had no money. So we thought, okay, well, let's ponder what we should do about this. And then a gentleman, Kun Jarun, a Thai gentleman who was a businessman, said, well, my business is quite prosperous and I'm happy to give you a loan for a couple of years, a few years, and so that you can use that to buy the property. So again, this is how I'm remembering it. So we thought, well, that'll be helpful. The reason why it was a bit of an issue when we had to buy the whole property was because we very quickly found out that banks don't loan to churches. But we thought, well, you know, it's California. I can put a little bit of a small down payment and then get a mortgage and pay that off. And then we found out very quickly, no, you can't. You have to come up with all the money to buy it because banks won't loan to churches because they will always, it's very difficult to foreclose on a church or a religious group. So we had, Sangapala had to find all the money to purchase the property. Anyway, so Kun Jarun stepped up, and so then Sangapala was happy to then start making arrangements, and they went into the purchase process. So during this time, again, not to get lost in too much detail, I went traveling with Lumpur Sumato to India. He was responding to various teaching invitations. We went to Thailand, we were in Indonesia. And then along the way, I think when we were in Indonesia, we got a fax from Kun Jarun saying, terribly sorry, my business is not doing very well. I won't be able to lend you the money. My apologies. I hope that's okay. Right. So I was writing a lot of faxes during this time. Those of you who remember fax machines. But I didn't have any, I had a feeling that things would work out. I had no clue how they would work out. But Sangapala was already in escrow. So he had a commitment to buy this place and had had very little in the way of funds. A couple of people had very generously donated quite a bit to move things along. If I can mention Suhi Naya and Judith Stronach were both very, very generous and helped to oil the wheels substantially, but they still needed to find about another $140,000, which was not inconsiderable. And it's like it was a very substantial amount of money to find. So anyway, traveling with Lumpur Sumato, going here and there, wondering how things were going to work out, we went to Wat Pananachat, and then there was a young American who was visiting Wat Pananachat, and he said, I hear that you're starting this monastery in California, and I had a house next door to my home that I was expecting my mother to use, but that's not going to be working out, so that house is now available for me to sell. If you need if you need any money for helping to purchase the land, I could loan you that for a couple of years before using the money to help my mother get established in a care home. So I thought, thank you very much. So that miraculously came through. He didn't know how much the house was going to sell for. He was in Thailand at the time. Cut a long story short, he went back to America, put the house on the market, the house sold. and it was just about the right amount together with the funds from the Sangapala had. It came to the purchase price for the land, which was $180,000, or just shy of $180,000. So that all came together by amazing, again, rather like Master Hua offering the forest a day after the Sangha agreed, even though a few weeks before Sangapala had very small amount of funds, they managed to close escrow only 2 weeks late. So it was originally supposed to close in the middle of May, and it closed at the end of May instead.